What we did with the rubric, which again is another one, kind of an ensemble type piece, there are various ways you can cut a piece down. One way to do it with repetitive music is that you just take all the repetitions and you shrink them all proportionately so that you get kind of like the mini version. In fact, that turns out not to work so well. What happens is that the effect of the repetition is completely lost when they become that reduced. And so what you get is kind of like a fleeting image of something which doesn't seem to be quite shaped properly. So in fact, what I did is that I made a short version of it by excising from it, cutting out whole sections, but leaving the sections that I left in there intact for their real length, so that what you're hearing is actually as long as it should be. You're just hearing less of them as whole sections, and that turns out to be a more satisfying way to do it. Stripped downness of the new wave music is very akin to the stripped down music that I was doing and continue to do. And on the other hand, I've learned a lot from that music too. For example, when I first started listening to amplified music, where did I go? I went to the Fillmore East and I heard the Jefferson Airplane. I'm talking about 1971, 69, 70. The Grateful Dead, Frank Zappa, those were the big bands that had high amplified music. That's when I fell in love with high amplified music, and I began making that part of the content of my music. That's one of the ways that I picked up from that. The other way is learning how to work in recording studios. A lot of the technology of studios is known and developed by people in contemporary popular music, if we can call it that, and not in classical music. If you ask most composers to do a record, what they would do, they pick their favorite piece, quartet, a sonata, or whatever, and they document it. Basically, they're taking a photograph and they're touching it up a little bit. but they're not using the studio as an extension of the creative process. The Glassworks record, which we're listening to, was written for the recording studio. So these are ideas about the process of making records and the whole philosophy of making records that I'm totally in touch with and imbued with and part of. So that it was a growing process for me to take all these ideas of recording and writing and put them together in this one process, which turned out to be this record. I guess Facades, I must say, is my favorite piece on the record. It's, in a way, it's reminiscent of the of vocal music I've been writing. You know, it's funny, after all these years, it's actually the first soprano solo I've written. And I've been working with sopranos for years, for 12 years. But it's the first real solo for a wind instrument that I've written. And it relates very directly to vocal music. And as I said, I've been writing operas. And what's happened is that a curious thing has happened. When I first started working with voices in the early 70s, I was told that I was using the voices as if they were instruments. Now, after working through that process and working through opera, it now seems that I'm using the instruments as if they're voices. And so it's really totally turned around now. And it was really through working with so much vocal writing and the experiences since 1976, of working on operas and film scores and all manner of things that involve voices and choral pieces, and I've actually developed a feeling for vocal writing now, and mostly I've learned a lot of it from working with singers. Singers have been unfailingly generous with me in terms of the time and spending with me to talk about vocal writing, about how to write for the voice so that the voice doesn't tire when I demand a lot of repetitive activity, and how to change the range of the voice so that they can sing without fatigue for periods of time, and about the phrasing, about breathing. So all those things have been things I've been consciously addressing myself to. With the facades, we hear that almost applied to the soprano in a way. I guess one of the things I like about that piece is because I said the vocal nature of the writing, and it just seems almost like a song of some kind.